Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I'm John Lieberman, pinch hitting for Brian here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Brian is back tomorrow. I have been looking forward to speaking with our next guest. I could probably speak to him for hours, but unfortunately, we only have a limited amount of time. David Nino Rodriguez is a former pro boxer turned political pundit. This guy is super fascinating. Whether you agree with him politically or not, the guy was a big-time boxer, top 10 WBC, WBA, 36-0 heavyweight at one point. And then he got out of boxing, starts a political show on YouTube, which now has a 500,000 subscribers. It's a fascinating story. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. I want to start a little bit with boxing, and that is, what is your favorite memory of your boxing career?
My past life. I guess, you know, honestly, my favorite memory was the first belt I won, which was the Texas Heavyweight Championship. And I won a lot of belts after that. But the first belt is it will always be my most favorable moment in the sport. You know, the first time I won a big belt, which was the Texas Heavyweight Championship, to me, it solidified. I felt like I belonged in the division. And it just took off from there.
Do you follow pro boxing these days still?
Not at all. I don't watch anything. I don't watch UFC. I don't watch boxing only because I'm an emotional mess when I watch it. I did it so hard for so long, 100%, you know, pedal to the metal. And now it's better that I just stay away from the sport, honestly.
That's interesting. So what was the impetus to start Nino's Corner, your show on YouTube now, and really to dive, you know, really into the deep end of political commentary?
You know, I'm just able to look at things from a 60,000 foot view. I'm able to really analyze and see strategy. So when I'm doing now this political commentary that people call it, it's more so the war on the deep state. What I'm watching is an operation. What I'm watching is strategy. And I'm able to identify these things. I'm able to identify patterns, you know, just from being a fighter my entire life. Since I started at 5 years old, I have that kind of that war mind. I'm able to know what I'm looking at here. And the whole thing I cover on my channel is the backside of everything that's happening behind the scenes. The strategies, the operation at hand, that's what I'm covering. I'm covering the deep, dark underbelly of politics. Because people need to understand this is not, I'm nothing surface. I'm not Fox News. I'm not CNN. What I'm covering is everything that's happening behind the scenes.
So I want to ask you about some topical issues so that you can give us some examples of how deep you're digging here. You've been vocal about the border crisis, and I should tell the audience you have personal ties to El Paso. What do you believe is the real solution to the border crisis? And I know you're a Trump fan, but do you think the current administration is capable of addressing it fully?
So I was raised in El Paso, Texas. I still live here, so I've been both sides of the border, Ciudad Juarez, which is the murder capital of the world, for a very long time. And El Paso. So I would go back and forth. I knew the criminal element very well. I was raised here. And so what Trump is doing right now is exactly what needs to be done. It needs to be completely stopped. It's like a leak in a main pipe. You got to turn it off. You got to shut off the water, make sure nothing's coming through anymore, and then fix the problem from there. But what people need to understand is, you know, like I've been watching, I talk about strategy. Is that there's more to this than people understand. You know, when you're going to war with the cartels, cartel warfare is very serious. They don't care. They don't care who they kill. You know, they'll take out innocent civilians like it's nothing. It's just another day. What Trump is doing right now, from what I can see, is the right move. It's completely the right move. And what I've always said is, and this is going to be, you know, controversial, you know, but from what I'm watching, is a military operation from the get-go, from the beginning, since Trump first came in. I've been following this extensively for a very long time, and Trump was invited to run. You know, there's rumors that it was about 200 generals that invited him to run. He is a anti-globalist president. He is here to put a stop to this and clean up our country, clean up the border, and he's doing a hell of a job doing it. It's, like I said, very controversial. He's going to ruffle a lot of feathers doing it, but it's that type of personality we need in order to get this job done.
A
lot of cleanup that needs to take place.
Let me ask you this, Nino. You know, you've gained a reputation as a MAGA mullet mafioso.
But let me just make clear. I'm not going into this. I was neither Republican or Democrat. I was probably more Democrat. I was probably more liberal, you know, in my younger years. So, you know, when Trump came in, I was like, hold on a second. There's something different about this guy. And then I started learning and having certain guests on my show that I started seeing the reality of the situation and who he really is. So that's just, I just wanted to make that clear. I wasn't really either. wasn't really a guy that.
That's interesting. And that actually leads me into my next question, which is, you know, a couple years from now, you know, somebody else is going to have to be elected president. What is the future of the Republican Party, the Democrat Party? What do you see in the future? Because, you know, President Trump, you love him, you hate him, whatever side you fall on, you know, he only has a couple years left.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Okay, so what I, you know, I've had about, you know, I've even put these surveys up on my X posts. I've been about 90% accurate on everything I've called on this administration, everything that's been happening from here forward. I have certain guests on my show that are over the target time and time again. Like I said, this is an operation. He is an operation. So people need to really digest, understand that, absorb and digest that. So what's happening from here is the landscape of politics is changing forever. I always said Russiagate will pop first. Okay, which it did. And here we are. We're now in the midst of Russiagate. You can expect arrests. You will see arrests. He's not playing around. This is going to go this direction. This was why Trump was arrested in the first place, for the boomerang effect, which I've talked about on my show many times. We are in the boomerang effect right now. So since they did it to Trump, it's going to happen to them, but the consequences they're going to pay is much worse. So we can expect the landscape to change for good. The Democratic Party will be dismantled and disabled. I doubt they'll even have a leg to stand on in 2028. There is a chance, a big chance, when they go back and they're doing the Russiagate right now, that this goes into 2020, the fraudulent election of Joe Biden, that will be shown. And we can probably, most likely, see Trump go in for another term or have a successor that he endorses. And I promise you, it's not going to be a Democrat that takes the place. It's going to be someone like of a Trump's successor that's going to come in.
I only have 10 seconds left. I only have 10 seconds, Nino, but let me ask you this, because some of Trump's base is eroding a little bit over this Epstein file situation. So that's where I don't think it's a rubber stamp by any stretch for Trump. So again, 10 seconds. When will we see these Epstein files? Will we?
You're not going to see a list like everyone said it would be, because there's too many people that went to the island and did nothing. A lot of people are innocent on this list. You know, you'd have to comb through it and see exactly who did this, who did that. But I think that'll surface after the 2020 or in the midst of the 2020 reversal, which they're going to impeach the Biden administration. You're going to see a lot of things transpire from here going into fall. And the whole reason that the D.C. National Guard is there is they're preparing. There's a bigger picture here, folks. They're preparing for arrest. That's why he's putting his chess pieces in the places they are right now.
All right, got to get over to Morgan with news. Thanks, David.
You got it.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.